The initiative is it's just group of ladies who came together. The two of us, we had been to Yali. Mm-hmm. We are alumni of the USAID, okay. The Yali program in East Africa.
Great.
So when we came back from Yali, we got motivated because these are some of the things we have learned there. Mm-hmm. How to be a voice to the voiceless, to be a leader. Mm-hmm. So we took the step that we should do something to our community. So one of the areas we have come across is health. What can we do on health? Mm-hmm. Then we decided to look at the problems as women we are facing, and menstruation is one of it. Mm-hmm. So that's why we say that we can do something, we can give something to the community to break the stigma, the silence about menstruation. We are trying to break the silence and the taboos that our community looks at menstruation. People in our community, they don't take menstruation as a normal thing. Mm-hmm. They look at it as something impure, as a taboo. Mm-hmm. So it's important because we are trying to create the awareness in our communities. We want everyone to understand. We want our communities to accept that menstruation is a normal thing.
Okay. Now, this particular day is tomorrow. Are there some planned activities for this day?
Yes, we have some plan. Tomorrow we'll be going to Yanet Primary School, mm-hmm. of which we're going to have an education on menstruation with the boys and the girls also. Our target is from P8 to P5. So we'll be teaching them about menstruations and how they will take care of themselves. And, you know, sometimes in P4, we'll be having a small education because, you know, in the younger, like we look at, you know, from P5 in the curriculum is when we have about PBT and menstruation. But P4, they don't have anything. And some girls actually menstruate in a very young age, which is like age of 9 and 10, and they're not fully equipped. So we'll be teaching. We have two doctors that will be explaining all this. Dr. Safira and Emmanuel Mubarak, they'll be explaining on menstruation. We distribute sanitary pads to the girls and soap, and also panties for the girls.
Yes, Emanuela, you did mention that menstruation is looked at in our community as a taboo, and people should speak out. We have to break the silence. Let's look at it. Why is it looked at as a taboo, and what can be done in order for us to break this silence and look at it as a normal thing?
I would like to take us back. Maybe some of the effects come when we were still in Sudan. In the Arab world, in the Islamic world, people don't talk about a lot of things. They are not shared. They are not spoken publicly. So when we were in Sudan, many people could not talk about menstruation. Let me say this is the origin of it.
It's kind of like cultural thing.
Yes, it's a cultural thing. So when we separated and we started adapting the culture from East Africa, things started changing. Some people who went to school in East Africa, they came with a different mentality. Some people who got the opportunity to interact with people from other countries, they go to understand. We who are educated about this, we would like to share the message with some of us who don't have the privilege. Yes.
All right, Gloria, let's talk about some of the challenges. Before someone understands something, really, they have to understand what girls go through every day when it comes to that particular time. And as you said, it's kind of like don't look normal. So some girls feel shame and embarrassment when they're going through that and end up possibly not even going to school. Let's talk about that briefly. What do girls really go through when it comes to that particular time?
Okay, yeah. You know, I can give an example of what I've gone through.
Go ahead, please.
Yeah. So I remember when I started my period, I was fully equipped. I know what is menstruation. But then to open up and tell my parents that, hey, I need pads was very difficult. So I had to run and steal from my auntie a pad and then cut it without, because I don't have the knowledge. Because we have the long pad, then I cut into two and then you know, unfortunately, the cotton is start coming that's supposed to soak. Mm-hmm. So this is the challenges. If you don't know what menstruation, you don't know what to use, then you will use it wrongly. Or you just, you know, going to school and then menstruating in school and then everyone start laughing and bullying you because you're menstruated. Will, you know, many girls will just, you know, feel like, you know, I should stay at home because I don't want to go to school and then people start laughing at me.
Same.
Yeah. And so many things that will happen if you're not, you know, you don't know anything about
all right.
it.
So what support do... Yes, you wanted to add something. Yeah, go ahead.
I want to add something. It's not only the knowledge, but the poverty, the level of poverty we live in. Some of us cannot afford... just parts for a month only. Some of us cannot afford it. Most of us are living in a very, very, very poor level of poverty.
Indeed.
Yeah. So if you cannot afford to buy parts, then you will not be able to manage those days. Mm-hmm. Some of us will not be able to... You know, the normal thing that you will think of is to use... maybe cotton or clothes, and that way it cannot last. Like, in just 3 hours, you start dirtying yourself, and then it's an embarrassment at the end of the day.
So what support do girls really need to ensure that when they're within this time, everything is just normal?
I can say free sanitary pads for them.
Yeah. Okay.
Also, we need to educate them. They need to understand. They need to accept that it's a normal thing.
Yes. Let's talk about ending this particular embarrassment or this shame, this menstrual shame that people try to put girls through. What should be done to end this menstrual shame or embarrassment to girls?
I would like to start with our mothers because they are the closest people to the girls. In a house, if there's a mother, you will find that the girl can easily talk to. And then I would like to request our mothers to be friendly to their children or to any girl that is with them in the house. They should be friendly to them. They should open such topics to discuss with them. Our mothers should not feel embarrassed to discuss with us such things. Because the education is supposed to start from home. This is the basic education. This is where they can get the basic information about the whole menstruation hygiene.
All right. Gloria?
Yeah, also in school, we should have a friendly female teacher that the girl can just feel comfortable to go and ask any questions if they are menstruating.
Great.
To top on it also, maybe the school administration should provide for sanitary pads in the school. As she had mentioned, if there's a female teacher that is responsible for such, the girls can easily approach them. If anything of such happens in school, the girls can talk to them and they can provide the pads immediately for them.
Great. Yeah. Now, for working women, who can afford this, obviously, but I do believe it's uncomfortable sometimes. Sometimes there are cramps, and it's... There was a lady I was talking to at one point, and she suggested, like, there should be an... you know, there should be 3 days off in a month for every lady who is going through this period. Do you agree? What do you think about those kind of discussion and suggestions? Do you think someone needs an off?
We don't want to be unfair. Cramps differs. Some people don't experience pain, or some people experience extreme pain. So it's very difficult to judge that that should be given a day off.
Okay.
Yes.
What do you think, Gloria?
As Emanuela said, I think many women, really, they have an extreme pain. So I think for that, we can give them, they should have 3 days break. Okay. But then again, when we start having break, I felt like it's something like, you know, there's this thing that we put, it's a problem and all that. Yes, we go through cramps, you know, but I don't want to, because me in holiday because of my period, it's like something, there's something anormal about it.
Mm-hmm. So it just should be normalized.
It
like it's
normalized.
A normal process,
yes.
That everybody goes through. All they needed is the support.
Exactly.
All right, ladies, been really good having you in the studios. Just before you go, what will be your final remarks? I mean, your final message out there when that you like to send, particularly on this World Menstrual Hygiene Day?
My message is to all of us, men and women. Period is our existence. If mm-hmm. not, period, we'll not be here.
Absolutely.
So it's not a women issue. Men and women should join hands together. We should enjoy the topic of menstruation. Let's break the taboo. Let's break the silence by helping the girl child, by talking about it, supporting financially, even just volunteering and going and talk to the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Your final remarks, please, Manuela.
We should join our hands together, men and women. It is not a women thing alone. It is for us all. So some people who don't have mothers in the house, it is the duties of the fathers. It is the duties of the brothers, the uncles in the house that are supposed to talk to these girls. They should take it upon themselves. We should not look at menstruation as women issue alone. Mm-hmm.